Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host and psychic medium. Tonight I'm going to look very briefly, I think it's going to be brief, at the Leslie Trotter case to try and get an update. See where it's at. I've been feeling like I need to do this, so it's probably going to be a quick episode. Thank you, new listeners. I'm seeing all the numbers rising. But please still share. I think it's important we get these people's cases and information and stories out. So I'm just typing your name into Google. I do know that they were searching a landfill area west, very, very far west. And I did during Leslie's reading. So if you haven't listened to it, Leslie Trotter's episode is still up, of course. Go back and listen to it. She disappeared in Brisbane, Australia, and police were searching about three different landfills for her. The last I saw, she said to me, "Go west, go west, go west." And I was thinking, why is she saying go west when everything on the news, after I'd read the case psychically and then looked, everything was saying that she was still around Toowong, and I sort of had the feeling, which is her suburb, feeling like in and around Toowong, I still felt close to home. But then she was also saying to me, as well as that, go west. And then they started searching landfills out west for her. So as far as I know, they still haven't found her. It looks like, as of today, they've stopped. So I'm reading an ABC article. Keep in mind, not everything you read in the news is accurate. I think we all learned that lesson. We all know that by now. So what I'm going to do is, okay, she wants to talk. I'm going to read her factual update first and then just see what else comes through. Police have suspended their search at an Ipswich dump. For those who don't know the area, that is definitely west of Toowong. So they're different suburbs. Some would say Ipswich is a city. Suspended their search at an Ipswich dump for missing Toowong woman Leslie Trotter, whose body was believed to have been put, is believed to have been put in a wheelie bin outside her home last month. They feel like it's definitely not a missing persons. It's more of a murder, then can't find her after that. They can't find her. Okay, so according to the superintendent, which is the big honcho, I suppose, for the Brisbane region, said the decision to suspend Swanbank landfill search was made after consulting forensic experts and landfill engineers. So for those who don't know, she apparently, allegedly, got put in her bin, and then the bins got taken out, and the rubbish truck took her to various landfills, according to what the news have said. And I found it interesting that as I was reading for her case, she was telling me that she was driving away in a vehicle with a very rectangular window, like very boxy. And I didn't put two and two together at the time, but I realized later that perhaps that would be her view of the recycling of the bin, the garbage truck. So as I say, sometimes little is a little bit like charades, but if it doesn't make sense at the time in a reading, it always comes through to make sense later, always. So they're just talking now about sorting through, they hand sifted 3,000 tons of waste. So the kids are watching videos in the background. So, okay, let's see, another sad twist. Just says stopped searching. They've stopped searching. I don't feel like it's over though, guys. I really. Let me just pause for a sec. Okay, back. Another article, Herald Sun. Same information. I don't think it's done yet. Like, They say they're still looking. I'm starting to, I just have this feeling. Oh, all these other stories that are popping up are horrendous. Oh my goodness, there are people here searching. What happened to the lady in the wheelie bin? Oh, I hope she doesn't get known as that. Although she probably is. She is a person. Oh, okay. And they did say that they found some items of interest a couple of weeks ago or so. I did read that a day or two ago. And this article, whether I can believe it or not, says they were not hers. Not connected to her. False alarm. Okay. Items of interest. Okay, I'm going to shut down the news and I'm just going to talk for a little bit. See what I'm feeling about Leslie's case. I don't know if Leslie had a daughter or someone who was like a daughter to her. Whoever this super important, I'm feeling like female. I mean, she's talking to me, it could be me, but yeah, it feels like she's holding them close. She's holding her loved ones close. I just feel her with her hand over theirs and helping them through this troubled time. It's what just troubling time. She's saying they can't find me and saying it boggles the mind because she's making me feel like it's really straightforward, especially given their theory. But I mean, of course, landfills are massive and there's a lot going on, but she did say in her reading, and I'm feeling the same thing now, they're not, like their method of thinking does not match. That's why they're not getting the results. It's the way they're going about it isn't necessarily the, it's like being too logical or too calculating and not using maybe more intuitive senses. I almost feel like it's possible she was right there and they didn't search that area, you know? And she did tell me she was outside. I am feeling her tumbling around, tumbling, and I suppose being, you know, with the, what do you call them, dozers or the big machinery. At the work, that work at the tip and the big machines, you know, I'm seeing like forks, machinery, and the back of the truck, or the truck that, you know, how it empties. Just seeing her moved around by machinery before the search. I'm just tuning in. It feels very much like she's settled into this new way of being. Pardon me. Her first reading felt very fresh and raw and new, and now she sort of feels like an old hat at the spiritual stuff. That's interesting. I feel like she's been watching everybody for a while. I think she did, you know, it's been a while since, was it a month ago? And she showed me her bike. She's got bike, like bike riding gloves and bike. Going to ask some questions. If I go quiet, don't mind me. That's sometimes I need to stop talking and listen. I'll relay back to you what I hear. wait, I feel like I need to put, what I'm doing is clicking. I'm going to play this thing, this audio track. You won't be able to hear it. It's unrelated to Leslie's case. It's sort of like a white noise. Sometimes if it's noisy, it helps me drown out extra noise and listen in a little better. This is a little impromptu. I wasn't planning on doing a Leslie Trotter update today, but it has been on my mind. They'll be like, do this, do an update. And I just didn't get around to it, which seems like I don't care, but I do care. She's showing me like them sectioning off the tip, the landfill, sectioned off in areas that they're searching. It's like this area, a quadrant, or they're giving them code like C1 or Q1 or A, zone A1, or like giving them zones, quadrants. That is a word I have not heard thought of in a while. But she said they've only searched like some of it, part of it. I don't think they even got through where they really wanted to go. It just feels like they only searched some of it. It's really fascinating because a couple of hours ago, I was guided to click on a video which prompted me to read an article about Shaq allegedly coming to Australia, having a meet and greet where fans were paying $500 a head, and he would come take photo and talk to them each. But they said that one fan was quite pissed off because apparently, allegedly, according to this fan in the article, he only spoke to 80 or 20%. There was a large portion of the people there who didn't even get a photo or didn't get to talk to him, according to this article. And this is what I'm feeling with the landfill search. It feels like didn't even get to all of it. She's saying there was a lot of hope around those items that they found, but she's saying the police are being tight-lipped, closed-lipped about certain things, because she's saying, don't forget, there's a killer. And I feel a very gross feeling there. I don't necessarily want to say that people are in danger, but I suppose they are, but it doesn't feel like someone who goes on a killing rampage. It definitely could be someone who is laying low, but is bound to fits of rage. I feel like if the opportunity arose again, I think they would absolutely take it, and they would be a little bit smarter and more cunning this time. But it doesn't feel like there's a serial killer. What it feels like is somebody who lost their wits about them, took it out on poor Leslie, when I really feel like they think she deserved it. I feel they feel justified, and they lost their temper. This is probably someone who rants and raves a lot about her, or people like her, or and I did say in the original reading, maybe some substance abuse. They wouldn't call it that, though. They would say it was normal. And I do feel like they have a spouse, or a partner, or this significant other. I do feel like this person just runs their mouth about certain things behind closed doors, but is tight-lipped about it outside. It's entirely possible that their girlfriend or wife or whoever they're seeing might speak up about it out of fear. But I feel like there'll be some time between now and then. I don't necessarily feel like it's going to be unsolved forever. Let me just check on that. I feel like they're going to find her, or some part of her, or like to the point where it'll be, we know she's in here somewhere, we can't find all of her, that kind of vibe. Like, it's likely, it'll be a most likely, she most likely ended up here. Like, for instance, in a case where they suspected somebody was dumped in a large body of water, somewhere that's got a lot of area and not a lot of clarity, is vast, too vast. I feel like it's going to be, which sounds like the rubbish dump, but this is important and good information here. It sort of feels like if, say, allegedly someone was dumped into the ocean, then the police might say, we found evidence corroborating the fact that they were disposed of in the ocean, but we can't find her. It's literally impossible to find her. I feel like it's going to be that kind of vibe, but with on land. Landfill. I heard landfill. Sorry. Okay. She's talking about making peace with it. She's made peace with it. And I do feel like the police have a strong suspect, or like it's someone in this area, in this building. You know, it's not, or this person was seen out and about at this time, but their spouse says they were with them, or partner. You know, it's like, if it wasn't for that alibi, it could be this bloke. Or it's entirely possible it's one of the tenants of this building. Or, you know, something. It's like a short list. And they're like strongly looking at this one guy or group, set of people. Yes, I feel like it's strongly suspect one person or a group of people who may or may not be affiliated. It exactly feels like tenants of an apartment complex or building. So they're all in a situation together, a location together, but they're not connected other than through that location or media. Excuse my language. What? Did you hear that? That was trippy. I've had that before in a reading where I go to say something, but something else comes out. I went to say, excuse me. I had to pause, sorry. I was scared to say, excuse me, and excuse my language came out. I don't know how that is relevant. For context, I had another reading in person. It was a face-to-face reading a while back on a, you know, recent trip. And I was talking to this person, and their loved one, their person was coming through very, very clearly, super clearly. It was awesome, as they always are and as they always do. But I went to say something, and the same thing happened. A name came out. And I wasn't saying, that was not what I was trying to say. They said, like, said something through me. And there was, that name was relevant. It was important to the reading. And it did mean something to that person I was reading for. It was very clear. So I'm not going to ignore what just came through then. Excuse my language. I'm not going to ignore anything that comes through when I do these readings. Make of it what you will, but I refuse to do that. So it really felt like it wasn't me speaking that, because I didn't swear. So I had no reason to say, excuse my language. Okay. It's making me wonder if the person that is involved in this case is, I want to say, a purveyor of foul language. Now, I don't have anything against swearing. I swear. Sometimes it's cathartic, but you know, there are occasionally people who, one, find it offensive or disrespectful, two, like, for good reason, two, it's because of people who it's just foul. It's foul. I feel like it's foul when they speak that way, like calling using the B word. I don't know if I can say that on the podcast. Calling women bitches and disrespecting older women and like it's just horrendous. It's very, very different to someone who is a nice person who stubs their toe and goes, shit, right? That's not the kind of vibe I'm talking about. It feels like foul-mouthed. I want to say foul-mouthed. It smells like cigarettes or something like that. And something else, something sickly sweet. I'm seeing what is that? The color I'm getting is like a dark red and maroon linked to this sickly, this sweet smell. I'm always thinking of port, you know, that alcohol. It's I mean, it could be a red wine or something chewable, maybe like chewing tobacco or like, oh God, even maybe pipe tobacco or something. But it's got like a... You know, it's even make me think of the color of betel nut. I'm not saying that it is that, but it's like that kind of thing. It's like the cigarettes and then something linked to its dark red port wine, sickly sweet. Not many people drink port, so it can't be, I don't know. Maroon. Unless we're talking like a fan of the Maroons, which is a rugby team over here in Australia, the state of Queensland's rugby team. I just had to pause then. For those of you who are like, why does she keep telling us when she pauses? I like to be very upfront, and I'll tell you when I pause, if I edit, if I'm Googling something, what I'm Googling or reading. Full disclosure on this podcast. One of my kids just came out and was showing me blood on, not their blood, gosh no, like on a video game. He had on one of his, okay, pause again. It's like an ad that came up on a phone game. Anyway, so when an ad comes up on their kids' games that is inappropriate or makes them, you know, they think, oh, I don't know if mum would be all right with this, they come and show me. Anyway, long story short, in this ad, it was blood. And I'm starting to think that maybe the maroony dark red color that I'm feeling and seeing so clearly is blood. I'm also questioning whether she got some shots in, like a scratch on his lip or face. But I do feel like it's him and a woman. So if she wasn't present, then I feel like she was part of it. You know, like he went back to her and she knew what was happening. I feel like it was just him. But she showed me like... she might have got some blows in, like some scratches or shots in on him, or scratched his arm or in the hand or nails. I really would be surprised if he got away scar-free, I want to say, instead of scot-free. But then I'm also thinking, how did anyone not see it? I mean, easy to cover up, I suppose, but... if the police have interviewed everyone in the building, in and around that building area, suburb, whatever, you know, that street block. Oh, gosh. In and around that building, or the neighboring buildings, in that vicinity, then surely they would have looked people over, just hands, face, and anyone with significant wounding would have, I suppose they could have come up with a story for it, but... really feeling like lip. You know, for example, if he grabbed her from behind and she headbutted him in the lip from the back, or if he grabbed her from the front, she might have grabbed his face. Or but Because there was blood spilled, we know that. I don't feel like it was a peaceful going into the night for Leslie Trotter. Okay, anything else you want to say, Leslie? This turned into a little mini reading I wasn't planning on. Pardon me, let me just listen. I'm wondering if there's a big event or something coming up where they had to pull the resources from her search. Yeah, like it's an issue of manpower why they called it off. Almost like we need to pull people, like a logistics thing or a team management thing. Well, like we need to pull resources from here. Pull, P-U-L, not pull. Pull resources from here and put them on this because this is taking priority. This is bigger at the moment. Like it's, I don't think they were necessarily wrong to make. I feel like to make this decision, I think it was out of their hands almost. It was a necessity thing. You know, like if they had an endless amount of people or an army, then they probably would still be looking. But I'm also getting a little bit of a clueless scratch of the head. Where is she? Where could she be? Okay. Just for shits and giggles. I'm going to pull up a map. Oh. Oh, it's a big stinky place. I want to say, which makes sense because it's a landfill. Okay, I'm back. Had to pause. I just had to sort something out. Landfill. Sorry, no, that's not. What if I search landfill and Leslie? Just the vast amounts of waste that I'm seeing in the photos they have to go through. She's not waste, obviously. It's massive. It's massive. But I'm just thinking, she's just saying to me, like, if they just thought about it this way or went about it this way, like, if they just went this way, you know? There is also, I don't know if you guys remember in the first reading I did for Leslie, I was talking about her being in like next to tall grass and like liking to go hiking, tall grass, like taller than her. There's actually a photo of her they've put here on the one website next to tall grass with her, I guess it's her hat and her hiking bag or a walking bag. If it's not hiking, it's like going out in nature or picking up rubbish. What is that? Okay, unrelated. Yes, it's just actually a photo of her walking into some grass that's higher than her, taller than her. I'm feeling like nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Yeah, I do feel like the closing of the investigation regarding her location will be a, like, it's going to have to be a close enough. Even though I do feel like people who are investigating it or people are related to her, that's not good enough for them. But I think, like, it's going to have to be. It's like we have a vague notion or idea of where she is. We just... Yeah, like I said before. do wonder if they've used dogs to look for her, and that's useful in a situation where they're searching a landfill. I mean, from what I've seen before, they can search incredible places, and they're trained to, differentiate between the scents. So, wondering what's going on there. Okay, where is it? Swan Bank. There. Swan Bank. So Swan Bank is the place where they're searching for her. We're searching for her at the landfill. It is way out west. I'm thinking of that song. It's an Australian song. Way out west, where the living and working on the land. I think one of the first lines to that song is "Way out west." I don't think it's possible, but I wonder if I could get a map of the landfill. Is it even going to be a new map? How old is that picture? I also feel like they have to consider the health, excuse me, and safety of those searching for her in a landfill. There's got to be like obvious health issues and safety issues when it comes to that. Look, I can barely stand it when the wheelie, like. When there's like one bin that smells a bit foul close to bin day, so I can't imagine them having to search that whole place. And of course, Leslie. Okay. Swan Bank landfill. Just. Is that the one? I just want to make sure that the landfill that I'm looking at is, like, of course I can sense it, but I just want to factually check as well. Oh, sorry. Too many typos right now. Swan Bank landfill. It just says Swan Bank landfill. Swan Bank. Okay, it's gotta be the one. Oh, I'm gonna assume that's it. I'm going to go. I know this must be your favorite part, where I'm just talking to the computer and to you at the same time, but I thank you for listening in. That's the power station. I wonder if it's near there. Just gonna zoom in on satellite. I don't know why. Well, I haven't thought much about it, but every time I go to a map, they tell me to go satellite. But also, of course, these photos may not be the way it looks today, you know. Is is this? Because it looks like there's not much there at this point. Like a whole big area, but not. Looks like there's a couple out that way. Okay, where's that? Swan Bank Waste Management. Says Swan Bank refuse site. Swan Bank, they're just pretty vague about it for obvious reasons, I think. Okay, I'm gonna close that down and just look at the site and zoom out a bit. Okay, Leslie, really searching for you. I'm also getting at this point that her body may be in various places, or parts of her may be in various, you know, if it's not various tips, the various landfill, then it could be that at one particular landfill she sort of spread out a bit. I'm feeling like the machine's like scooping or pushing one way and then pushing and pulling the other, like separating parts of her. It's so hard to say looking at this map because I don't know for sure what's there now, but I'm very, very drawn to one particular spot here. So what I'm looking at is one of the Swan Bank landfills, waste management. I don't even know how to explain it to you guys, but there is one area here that I'm really drawn to. Top left. It's interesting because in some respects you might look at it and go, that could be where they set up shop for the search. I'm getting more than one location. Perhaps I can mark a little map and just put it aside for later and just see what comes out of it, like it did for Nicola. Two or three locations on the map. Yeah, I'm sort of feeling like, depending on who you ask, if you ask her, it's not difficult. Like it's, like I'm right there. Get that? She's saying I'm right there, right here. You nearly found me, nearly got there. And then on the other hand, according to the police, two different perspectives, it's vast, it's huge, we can't do it. It's impossible. Or her, it's not that big. You know, keep searching. I feel like they were on the nose. I feel like they were in the right area, or at least one of the right areas, the correct areas. It's almost just a feeling of giving up too soon or just not being able to find her. If it wasn't this landfill, but I feel like it's in and around this one, then it's one right by it, or it's one... I'm also wondering, you know, if they track schedules... You know, this truck went here, this time, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Is it possible that someone was off schedule that night or someone didn't follow the usual routine? not in a big way, but it's like something about that could make the adjustment, the timing of the trucks, the drivers, where they picked up, did they switch routes, did they, was someone taking a different time, was the bin put out a different time, just something about switching the times a little bit on the schedule, on the cycles of the trucks, may click everything into place. Okay. All right, I'm going to end it here, guys. We'll stay updated, stay in touch, and she said she's just going to wait. But she's all good, guys. She's honestly okay. She's with her family. But I do really feel like it's not done yet. Like, it's not done. The body search and the perpetrator search and investigation as two separate things. Just because they're giving up on looking for the body at that time doesn't mean they're not still working on where and who done it, you know? All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. All my love, take care. Those of you who have sent cases in to me, I have been recording. It's just some I haven't posted yet for various reasons. But, okay, thanks for listening. I appreciate you more than you know. Bye-bye, loves. See ya.